What's up, everyone? Frostcat coming at you with another voice journal post. Well, I believe I speak for everyone that all of us have been asked this one simple question as kids. What do you want to be when you grow up? Which later then evolves into the other question. What do you see yourself doing in X amount of years from now? For me as a kid, I loved to play soccer. It's a really fun sport, just running around the field, kicking the ball, making sure you actually get the points, passing along with your friends and stuff like that. It's fun. And later on into high school and getting more into video games, I want to be a graphic designer or a programmer, or something that involves the character to actually move around and do all sorts of cool actions and everything. I even took it upon myself to actually get used to 3D programming. But after being jerked around left and right in college classes that doesn't relate to what I want to do, I just simply stopped and decided to continue on with life and see what happens from there. Now I know this sounds a little bit sappy, especially with the music in the background, but there is a reason why I'm saying all this, so just bear with me for a little while longer. So, while being involved in the fandom for 12 going on 13 years, I've met up with so many furs that later on, they've become something that I really didn't expect. Some of them are upcoming DJs, others are really cool and inspiring artists, while everyone else are either helping out or even running conventions, and that's something I really didn't expect. With that being said, I've actually tried my hand in either writing stories or making artwork. And it was at that time that I've started making mashups for certain video games, main one being Marvel vs. Capcom 3. I love the crossover series, and knowing that they made a new rendition to the old school of X-Men vs. Street Fighter really inspired me to get things going. Because of that, I've started to watch a YouTuber by the name of Miles923. You may know him now as Maximilian Dude. This in turn has led me to discover a group called the Fighting Game Community. Players and fans that are all about high level competitive play in fighting games. And with names like Sonic Fox, Frosty Bunny, Fire Liger, and a few other furs throughout the world that are actually making themselves known in the community, this brings about a little project that I want to be a part of. There's an upcoming website called Gaming Forever, and it's been on the internet for quite some time. For years, it just lies dormant without any updates whatsoever. But now it's starting to be a little more up to date on what's going on. I want to help push that envelope a little bit further. Currently, I'm actually starting to do a few streams here and there, some of Rocket League, others of Overwatch. And at times, I may get a couple of comments here and there in a chat, maybe a few follows. And of course, being all slow and everything, it's not getting anywhere as of yet. Sure, you have your streams and your video games, maybe even video clips of your best moments. But it's got to be more than just that in order to get Gaming Forever even further off the ground. Someone has to do documentary of games being in development, or what new games are coming out, even reviews. Or perhaps there are other furries that can actually take the on-site approach instead. Head out to different arcades everywhere, whether it's local or further away, that's worth the trip. And for those that are card game and D&D enthusiasts, head over to game stores that cater to tabletop gaming. There's also one key feature that has yet to be utilized in the Gaming Forever website, and that's planned events. Now there's no doubt in my mind that for every furry convention that I go to, there's always a tournament being held at every video gaming room. But the idea that I have for this one is going to be a little bit tricky, maybe even going beyond my own capabilities. Now there's one person in the FGC that is devoted to make sure that the viewers get to see high level gameplay in the tournaments that him and his team go to. The group is called Team Spooky, and from what I can gather, they provide all the equipment and everything else necessary in order to make sure that everything streams through Twitch. With that being said, I really don't think it would be that necessary to stream something like that at a fur convention. Especially trying to put it on Twitch. Oy, the hates. But still, I know there are other streaming websites that are dedicated for the furry fandom. And even if we can't go that far, at least there has to be something for us to keep that event up to date. A perfect example is the upcoming convention of FWA. Say if there's an Overwatch tournament happening there, and you have different teams that are willing to go against each other. They will go to the Gaming Forever website and make sure that the information is always up to date for every round. Once everything is said and done for the convention, they can post all the final results for every game that has been played for every tournament. Last but not least is to give callouts to fellow furry gamers. If there are certain games that other fellow furs are playing, such as like either Doom or Final Fantasy, Smash Brothers, Splatoon, anything of the like, just let them know that, hey, this furry is actually going to play this, that, and the other at such and such time. Head on over and check it out. I know we have Discord for that, but I think it might be better for someone else to mention it instead. Frostcat said that Shadow Syntota is really good at Overwatch. Maybe I should check him out. I really want to see the gaming side of the furry fandom to be out there even more. Now that there are a few of us that are sneaking into the FGC and being well known, all we have to do is take that one step forward. So who's with me? Now's a good time to get things started with all the games coming out. So until then, I'll catch you guys later. Pause out and game on!